Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is a bit maudlin. Where a great number of his sonnets deal with the passage of time, unrequited love, aging, and procreation, as we find William once again picking up his quill to ink his 71st sonnet, he strikes a more somber tone than usual, casting his thoughts to a world after he is gone. In the first quatrain, Uncle William states simply to not grieve for him after his death, even as you hear the gloomy and unfriendly ringing of the church bells, announcing that he is gone from this horrible world, which is populated with vile and disgusting worms.
No longer mourn for me when I am dead. Then you shall hear the surly, sullen bell give warning to the world that I am fled from this vile world with vilest worms to dwell.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will pleads with the reader, saying that not even when you read this very line that I have written, do not think of me. He says that because I love you so much, I would rather you forget me. Forget me if thoughts of me bring you any sorrow.
Nay, if you read this line, remember not the hand that writ it, for I love you so that I in your sweet thoughts would be forgot, if thinking on me then should make you woe.
In a rather dramatic and graphic turn, William says in the third quatrain that if you read this poem when I am in my grave, buried in earth, do not even say my name out loud, but rather, instead, let your love for me die, just as I have died.
Oh, if, I say, you look upon this verse, when I, perhaps, compounded am with clay, do not so much as my poor name rehearse, but let your love even with my life decay.
In the final couplet, William has a warning of sorts, saying that if you do not forget me, all those still living in the world will see your sorrow and use my name to taunt you as a reminder of my death.
Lest the wise world should look into your moan and mock you with me after I am gone.
This is a bit of a departure for Uncle William, pun very much intended. But I find this sonnet so compelling because, unlike so many others that are couched in apparent goodwill to the listener, it does seem that he is telling the reader to outright forget him and his love once he is gone, seeming to focus on the reader's well-being and not, as he has done so often in the past, on his legacy. I imagine he just might have been in the throes of penning one of the great romances that sharply put into focus this idea. I can hear Cleopatra's longing for Antony, Orlando searching the woods for his Rosalind, or, more aptly, the end of Romeo and Juliet. But into focus it came, this idea of selfless love, that moving on is necessary if you want what is best for your love. After all, it's not like we'll remember you, your words, or your affair in, say, 400 years? Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.